answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
You can't handle the truth.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Speech showed both humility and strength. He talked about Maine giving him grace, Maine giving him a second chance. He talked about the need to earn people's votes. So this was not an arrogant speech. He understands he needs to do work, and he understands they're giving him a chance at redemption. And yet he was strong. He said, I'm going to tax the billionaires. I'm not going to have these foreign wars. I'm going to take on the corporate interests and PAC money. I'm going to call for the release of the Epstein files. We have not had a candidate with that kind of clarity and strength run against Collins.
Good God, that is Congressman Ro Khanna of California praising Graham Plattner for winning the Democrat primary to run against Susan Collins in Maine. Considering the record and what we know for fact about Graham Plattner, who had a Nazi tattoo for 20 years, and, oh, I didn't know what that was. The very people who are calling Trump and continue to say he and his supporters are Nazis, they are now bringing a Nazi into their midst because they hate Trump so much, and they hate you. And they want to defeat Susan Collins so they get another seat in the Senate. So effing, oh, God, desperate. I do not want ever again to hear the left try to lecture me about morals, period. They're willing to sacrifice supposedly their high ground, which they've never been on anyway, to elect a guy just so they can hopefully control the Senate, a guy that they basically have a lot of issues with, even AOC. Condemning him in one way, but at the same time, yeah, I'm going to vote. I'll give you more on that in a moment. And of course, even the other day, Sonny Halston on The View said, if I were a Maine voter, I would just hold my nose and go ahead and vote for him. This is the kind of candidate that Ro Khanna is praising, saying he delivered an exceptional speech of humility. He's the only one that will stand up to Trump. Susan Collins has stood up to Trump numerous times. This is how desperate they are. So again, do not lecture me on morality. More of that coming up, plus Trump's response to the U.S. chopper being shot down. By the way, word is broken. You know that chopper that got shot down by an Iranian drone? Apparently, the drone landed between the two pilots in the craft. It crashed through their craft and is between the two of them. It didn't explode. Thank God. And they have to put down on the sea, and we rescue them. And Trump has made it very clear, now dealing with Iran, he has made it as clear as it can be. He is warning Iran, the time for talks is over. You either act now or you pay the price. Good. And we've already struck back at some of their facilities because of the drone attack on our helicopter. You're not going to be able to shoot U.S. servicemen and women or our equipment and get away with it. And Trump's remark again, the time for talks is over. Either act now or you will pay the price. Welcome to Larry Connors USA, hour number one. And yes, as always, we're like a bull charging out of the gate. And with Larry Connors USA, we're here for you every Monday through Friday from 6 to 8 p.m. And you can watch the program. I encourage you to do it. Go to Newstalk STL Rumble. Larry Connors USA Rumble, Facebook or Twitter. And remember, everything goes up as a podcast later at Newstalk STL, LarryConnorsUSA.com, Larry Connors USA Facebook, audio and video. So if you have to break away and you cannot stay the entire full 2 hours, pull it up later. And when you watch or listen later, push share. Send it on to some of your family and friends. Get them involved. With Larry Connors USA, you're always going to have news, analysis, opinion, and education. You will leave each hour with more information than you have when we begin that hour. That is my guarantee, and I promise. In our next hour, a woman who had to leave our nation to try to save her children's lives because they were not being allowed to get the drugs the children needed here, she had to go to Italy. I thought Robert F. Kennedy was going to take care of a lot of this. He may still be working on it, but this woman made her own decision. Her story coming up later. Later in this hour, a financial expert. The SpaceX IPO is going to be released. And he says it will change the world of investing and the world in general. This is going to be a multi-trillion dollar offering to buy stock in SpaceX, Elon Musk program. Can you get in on the ground floor? Well, you can't quite get in on the ground floor, but you can get in maybe early if you choose. I'm not advising you. I'm just telling you it will quite literally rocket, according to the expert. That's coming up a little bit later. You'll want to hear that. And this hour, our story behind the story, a little lighter than what we sometimes do. This time, do you remember when you were first learning to drive? Who taught you? How well did you do? And then, did you teach your children to drive? How well did that go? Oh, we'll have some fun with that. The story behind the story before we wrap up this hour. Once again, Graham Plattner winning the Maine Democrat primary to go against Susan Collins. AOC, one of the most progressive of the progressive, speaking about Graham Plattner and all the stuff that's around him. Despite what you heard California Congressman Ro Khanna, Democrat, say, well, he gave a great speech and did it with humility. Do they not know the guy's going to lie to them as well, whatever he needs to do to get what he wants? AOC says, it's hard on my stomach. It is hard to stomach. But I'm going to support Plattner if I can. This is the attitude of the left. While they're demonizing Trump and anyone who follows him, they're endorsing, welcoming into their camp a Nazi. Shermichael Singleton, a GOP analyst.
Perhaps clarity, but not moral clarity. He talked about grace. He had several different lines about grace. What about the grace for the women who made serious allegations against him, reported in the New York Times? He talked about Susan Collins being corrupt. He talked about Susan Collins voting to give funding to ICE, taking our neighbors and putting them in unmarked vans. So now he's a warrior for minorities, the same guy with a Nazi tattoo, and he didn't know it was a Nazi tattoo. Or the only people I know who get Nazi tattoos on their chest are actual Nazis.
Yep.
This is going to be an election about character. Now, the voters in Maine may not like every single thing about Susan Collins, but Susan Collins is a woman who broke a lot of history, who does have bipartisan support, who has not always voted with her party. She's not a person who supports women merely when it's convenient for her, as we're seeing with Graham Plattner, who I thought it was very ironic that he was surrounded by a ton of women in the midst of giving this campaign speech. This will come down to someone they know versus a guy who uses and says whatever he has to say to get his way, and I don't think it's going to work.
No, I agree with Shermichael Singleton, again, a GOP analyst. But the left is even, they've even tricked themselves. They are deceiving themselves. You heard him mention funding for custom enforcement and border protection. The president has signed, as it was passed, the $70 billion legislative package to fund immigration and customs enforcement, ICE, and customs and border protection through 2029. Good, that is finally done. In the meantime, in the Congress, they continue with their hearings looking into the Southern Poverty Law Center after the DOJ charged the Southern Poverty Law Center with defrauding donors, taking some of their money, giving it to hate groups so they would have a boogeyman to fight and get more money brought in. Texas Congressman Gooden speaking to the CEO and acting president of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
During the Biden-Harris administration, the SPLC included many mainstream conservative groups in their hate map, including Alliance Defending Freedom, Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA, and Family Research Council. To your knowledge, did the SPLC include Antifa, which is an actual domestic terrorist organization, in its hate group?
We have a list that identifies groups based on the statements that they and their leaders make.
Is Antifa on your hate map?
Again, as I said earlier, Congressman Gooden.
So So they're not. Antifa? Let me ask you this. Has SPLC labeled the radical left group Jane's Revenge as a hate group? This group has publicly taken responsibility for vandalizing and destroying pregnancy resource centers and Catholic churches since May 2022. Have you all designated that on your hate map?
Congressman Gooden, if you've looked at our hate map, you know the criteria we set for designating groups.
Yes or no?
So destroying pregnancy resource centers and Catholic churches would not qualify as hate under your definition. You guys are okay with that. But God forbid Turning Point holds a rally. That's considered hate, but destroying a Catholic church or a pregnancy resource is not. Just to be clear, help me understand.
The SPLC establishes its own criteria, and any other group can create its own list. Under our criteria, we've designated those groups based on what they've said.
Under your criteria, Turning Point USA, Family Research Council, and other conservative Christian groups are considered hate groups. But Antifa and Jane's Revenge, that burns down Catholic churches and pregnancy resource centers, those are not hate groups. It sounds like you're really proud of that process. I'll move on because I frankly think it's disgusting. And you know what? I'd actually ask for you to add me to your hate map. I'd be honored to be on it. It sounds like it'd be in great company.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Add Larry Connors USA to your hate groups. The niece of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., Dr. Alveda King, says, when you target Christians as haters, here she is.
I reject hatred. I reject white supremacy. I reject any ideology that seeks to elevate one group of people above another. But I also reject the notion that Americans who hold traditional Christian beliefs should be treated as threats or terrorists simply because we disagree with a prevailing political thought. Today, I still have a dream. I dream that one day we will move beyond black power and white power and embrace God's power and human dignity.
Yes.
I dream that Americans will one day see each other not as enemies, but as neighbors. I dream that we will hear each other, see each other, and recognize that every human life has value from the womb to the tomb and beyond.
Yes.
We are, as scripture teaches, as science testified, one blood, one human race.
Yes.
And if we remember that truth, we can build a future worthy of the sacrifices made by those who came before us. We must speak out for truth and against the forces that would manufacture hate, fear, division, and violence simply to line their pockets and further their political ambitions.
Can I get an amen for Dr. Alveda King? Amen, amen, amen. Now, uncovering more fraud. Just when you think it really can't get any worse, it does. Louisiana Congressman Higgins.
More than my research, which will very soon be revealed next week, they've rescued so far 35,000 tender-age kids. How you like that? Now, according to Ms. Hopper's research, which I find fascinating, everybody up here should, 70% of the documentation turned in by so-called sponsors, which were lined up by who? The NGOs. Through who? Primarily HHS. It's a pipeline, man. We fed a pipeline of tender-age children into sex trafficking and slave labor into our country. We're finding these kids. We're tracking this fraudulent documents. You're right, Ms. Hopper. So be advised. We are building out case files, criminal case files. We're interviewing these 35,000 kids, and we're finding out exactly what the hell happened, how they ended up in the nightmare where they were, and we're rescuing more. And there's nothing anybody can do about it. We're going to identify these children, we're locating these children, we're rescuing these children, and we're building out criminal files based upon the testimony of these young teenagers and the documentation of fraudulent vetting.
Fraudulent. It was modern-day slavery under the Biden era and Democrats supporting him. Let the kids come in so they can go into sex dens or wherever else. You don't even begin to think about what happened to those children and how many are still alive. And then we have another issue with a massive fraud involving H-1 visa programs of those coming from India.
One former official tells Newsweek that up to 90% of applications, 90% from India, contain fraudulent documents or involve unqualified applicants. And finance law enforcement in India claim it has uncovered a network of universities that produce fake degrees, which were possibly used to obtain these high-skilled H-1B visas, including one school which allegedly stole over 36,000 fake degrees, sold, I should say. It cost as little as $1,400 for one of those. And while these are supposed to be high-skilled employees, during almost all of Biden's time in office, 83% got junior or entry-level positions. And now Texas is taking action, cracking down on those abusing the program.
Good. I'm glad we are. A World Cup referee from Somalia denied entry to our nation. He was sent back to Somalia. And he got greeted by a crowd of supporters. He was going to be at our World Cup events serving as a referee, but we have connections between him and some of the terrorists. Secretary of State Rubio.
The Iranian team has chosen to stay in Mexico as opposed to the United States in the beginning of the match. And we have no problem with the athletes, as we stated earlier, or their support staff. But what we're not going to allow is for them to embed in their delegation a bunch of people that we know have nothing to do with athletics and have ties to the IRGC or things of that nature. So we were going to watch that very closely, and we'll continue to watch that very closely. But by and large, I don't anticipate that problem with any other country.
Good, good, because it's not against the athletes, but the nation of Iran, and how many of those athletes are actually members of the IRGC and other terrorist groups and looking to invade and get intel inside our nation. So the Iranian team will be in Mexico for their initial matches. And that Somalia World Cup referee that had ties to terrorists, they sent him packing home. Go back. You're not being allowed to come in. By the way, the men's national soccer team will open its World Cup campaign against Paraguay Friday. And you know what? There's still tickets available, in part because of the cost, and I don't doubt that in part because fear of terrorism. I'll be honest with you about that. We'll get into that a little bit later in our next hour. Coming up, one expert says the SpaceX IPO being offered this week will change the world of investing and more. You want to hear what he has to say. It might affect your financial future. And our story behind the story, learning to drive and teaching your kids to drive. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Another day, must be another roofer in town. And John Beal and I were talking. He said, you know, every time you turn around, there's a new roofing company. Many of them have no idea what they're doing. And the statistics show that many will be out of business within 2 to 5 years. Who are you going to call to help you then? You need to remember only one name, John Beal. John Beal Roofing. You have a problem, he can take care of it. And we'll be here for you. John Beal Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Spring weather has everyone sneezing, even inside their home or building. Instead of saying Gesundheit, call Wellington Environmental to perform air tests to determine if mold levels are too high. Gesundheit is the same as saying bless you after someone sneezes, the German word meaning wishing you good health. Wellington Environmental can perform air testing that is simple, fast, and can identify issues keeping you from having good health. Wellington does the same for hospitals and nursing homes for indoor concerns. Give them a call. It's simple. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Tell Cindy, I need air sampling. They've seen it all. They can help you. Next time you hear Gesundheit, think Wellington. Wellington Environmental. Be well with Wellington. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com.
This is News Talk STL. This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
This Friday, Elon Musk is offering a SpaceX IPO. Now, that is an investor's potential offering and a chance for you to get in, reference SpaceX planned orbital AI data centers and everything else. They say it's going to be the largest IPO in history this week. Some say it could change investing worldwide. Wall Street, according to one source, my source you're getting ready to hear from, is not prepared what's going to happen when it goes, this SpaceX project goes public. Joining us now, Kerry Lutz. He's the host of Financial Survival Network broadcast. Kerry, glad to have you on board.
Hey, it's a pleasure to be here, and this is an exciting moment. It used to be that GDP was limited to what we could produce on the Earth. And now GDP is going to be unlimited by what we can put into the sky and into orbit and wherever else we can fit the stuff.
All right. Now, what I've been getting, that you already have billionaire insiders. They've probably gotten a lot of positions bought stock in this IPO getting ready to be offered Friday. And it's already a $3 trillion cap or something like that. Give me some numbers, and can the common man get a chance to get into it, or should they?
Well, so if we look at AI as the great multiplier of productivity, and let's put aside the fact whether or not it needs us eventually or not, whether it can just run everything, but if it can increase productivity by 10 to 100 times, then, and believe me, I'm not boosting the stock, I'm just saying right, the potential of what humanity we thought was capable of has just increased geometrically. And, you know, it could lead to a wealth effect for the entirety of humanity. And Wall Street doesn't know how to deal with this. Look, nobody knows how to deal with AI currently, and at the rate that it's going. And, you know, my feeling is that SpaceX could be the ultimate play on AI because it gets rid of certain limitations. Just one phase of it gets rid of the limitations of earthbound data centers. That's heat, that's water, it's
data centers, energy, all of that.
Because you get five times more solar. We've been powering satellites with solar for 40 years now.
Yeah.
And the ability to power whole data centers is amazing. And that's not even talking about the payloads, the defense contracts, and everything else. This company is a game changer, and therefore its public offering is a game changer. Like I said, I don't give financial advice.
Right.
I'm observing the societal trend and the effect that it's going to have upon markets and upon economies. All right, around the world.
Let me break down a couple things. Again, you're listening to Kerry Lutz. He's an attorney. He's also host of his own broadcast, Financial Survival Network. Also has a Substack, Financial Survival Network Substack, you can look up. Kerry, when it is offered as an IPO Friday.
Hello.
Yeah. You got me? You hear me? Harry, all right. Well, for all the technology we're talking about, apparently we can't keep a phone call together, and we're in the process of relinking with them. In fact, I was getting ready to bring up that Starlink alone has already demonstrated that space can generate recurring cash flow on a global scale, because we already have millions of users relying on satellite internet services.
Yeah.
Well, all right, Kerry, back. I want to ask some questions in our closing time. Again, you're listening to Kerry Lutz. He's an attorney, also host of his own broadcast program, Financial Survival Network broadcast, and a Financial Survival Network Substack. Kerry, when it goes to market Friday, when it opens up, what are the estimates being presented right now as the opening price when the bell rings?
Yeah, you know, I kind of wary of them. If a lot of the current investors want to cash out for whatever reason, then this is their exit window. But on the other hand, they're not selling the whole company. They're selling, I think, $85 billion worth of the company. So, you know, you could easily, in these situations with a big hyped IPO, you could see a double in a very short period of time. Again, I'm not saying that's going to happen.
Right.
It's possible. Or if enough of the initial investors want to take their billions out, you could see it sink. And that could be a buying opportunity.
And again, we're making it clear to the public, we're not advising you to do one way or the other, just understanding the basics.
No.
You point out in your Substack, the metrics that they're looking at are very similar to what they did with Amazon when Amazon came out as an IPO. And a lot of folks thought they missed the boat with that one. And yet we're seeing the same metrics being applied in this case.
Yeah, very much so. Except that this market makes Amazon's market puny by comparison.
Wow.
You know, we're talking trillions of dollars here.
Yeah,
$3 trillion. This will make Elon Musk.
$3 trillion plus.
Yeah.
That's a staggering amount.
Yeah, well, you know, we're also looking at dollars that are worth a lot less than they were just a few years ago. Let's keep it in perspective. But this is a wealth-generating event that we haven't seen the likes of before. And honestly, Amazon could fit in Musk's back pocket once this deal is done.
You know,
he's
going to
be the first trillionaire.
The other thing is, a lot of folks that may not invest directly in the market, they use mutual funds, or their pension funds are wrapped into it, or things of that nature. Those fund managers are probably going to be looking at getting into some of this, too. So some of their money is being put on the line when this IPO opens up.
Oh, yeah. It has to be, because these funds, ETFs, they invest in indexes of stocks. And this is going to be the third or fourth largest stock by market cap, just after NVIDIA, maybe the second. And they can't ignore it, so they have to put money into it. So that's another factor. And if it's a weighted fund, they have to put in as much money as that stock represents as a percentage of the index. And when a stock is at $3 or $4 or $5 trillion, that's a significant chunk of money that has to buy the stock. It's captive purchasing.
Now, I want to move away from the stock pricing and that, which is a very big issue, not trying to dismiss it.
But you point out in your Substack, the biggest consequences of this IPO will not be financial, it will be psychological. Please explain.
Yeah, because I don't want to make a bad pun here, but let's face it, the sky's the limit.
Oh, that's a bad right? pun, but accurate. Go ahead.
You know, what limits do we have? I mean, if he can, look, one thing I've learned in life is never bet against two people in the world, Donald Trump and Elon Musk. You bet against them, it's at your peril.
Yeah.
I was a Tesla skeptic when the first Teslas came out. I said, it's a nice niche car, but it's built like garbage. It'll never do anything. I'm on my third Tesla now.
And you have bought the stock by now, right?
Yeah, by now. But one thing I just want to say is, like, it's not just... you know, they're renting out to XAI is renting out data centers now that they built that are beyond their needs. And they're renting them out to Google and to Claude for $1 billion each a month. That's $24 billion wow. right there. I mean, it's a shocking sum of money.
Let me go.
And nobody knows how to build AI warehouse all like right. Elon Musk. He does it in record time.
Let me go in our closing minute. Let me go one step deeper. And you're going on about 60 seconds. You're a broadcaster. You're aware of that. But how does the fear of what or what's the value of this of the U.S. doing this and China?
Mm-hmm. Well. You got to understand something fundamental about AI and why the Chinese are lagging behind. Like XAI, and you know, they try to color the AI's output, but they don't censor it. China censors AI.
Yep.
And you know, it's the concept if a butterfly flaps right. its wings in Brazil, there's a storm. You know, 3 weeks later, 2,000 right. miles away.
Yeah, the butterfly
you
effect.
When yep. you censor, when you censor Tiananmen Square and everything that happened as a result of it, you're deliberately giving your AI a lobotomy.
All right.
Okay.
Carrie.
So the concept, yeah.
Well, we certainly get the idea. I want to thank you. We're going to be back in touch with you as we move forward once this IPO is out and getting an update on it from time to time. All right?
I can't wait.
All right.
All right.
Thank you. Thank you, Carrie Lutz, Financial Survival Network, broadcast and Substack. Coming up, the story behind the story, a little lighter fare than often. Do you remember when you first learned to drive? Do you remember or did you teach your children to drive?
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
I want to share something with you. Cooking a pizza using coal creates an amazing pizza. Only one place to get it, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield. Of course, they offer a wide variety of pasta, but you just visit the website NapoliSTL.com, dine in or take out, and get ready for patio season. Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Try it. You can thank me later. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. VincentsJewelers.com. VincentsJewelers.com. True comfort is something you should feel every day in your home. It's the quiet of your mornings, the consistency of your indoor temperature, the way your home feels season after season. With Renewal by Anderson, from consultation through installation, everything is handled by one experienced team, built around your home, your schedule. Our exclusive Fibrex material, stronger than vinyl, built for extreme temperatures. And right now, you can save 20% off your entire project. Plus, take an additional $100 off every window and door, up to $1,000. 20% off the entire project. Flexible financing is available, but you need to call by April 30th. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. 877-WINDOWS. RenewalByAnderson.com. When insurance companies know you're represented by Under Law, they know Under is not going to let you be pushed around. Their reputation is built on years of courtroom battles. If you suffer an injury or damage to your property, serve the insurance company notice. You have Under Law on your side, a St. Louis firm you can trust to protect you at every term. Don't settle for less. You want to win? Believe me, Under wins. Under, O-N-D-E-R, underlaw.com.
This is News Talk STL.
The low rider is a little higher.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, Larry Connors with the story behind the story.
We're going to pretend like that white van is a kid running out on the road, and I want you to slam on your brakes. Check mirror and blind spot. Curve slightly. Stop at your first limit line. And then only right here.
Oh, that is a video of a driving instructor teaching a young person, probably 15, trying to get a driver's permit, and then maybe an official license by age 16, how to drive. How did you do it? How did you get your license? Do you recall? Do you have one? Maybe I should start there. And did you teach your children to drive? We got a lot to talk about. This is all part of the story behind the story today. A little lighter fare than sometimes we present, but I think it goes right to the heart of many of you and your relationships with your children and, of course, your spouse. Yes, yes, I'm going to put that out there. How many spouses tell the driver, when they're not driving, how to drive? I'm not laying the blame on a gender in particular. I lay that to you, okay? I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to get embroiled in that controversy. Now, when I learned officially to drive, it was a driver's ed class I took during high school. I guess I was junior at that point. And the car being used by the driver instructor at that time had controls on his side as well, brakes and an ability to turn the wheel as needed. So it was a class of three students each time for that driver's ed class. Boy, did I luck out. It was me and two of the beautiful cheerleaders. So if I were not driving, I was sitting in the back seat with one of those beautiful cheerleaders. Oh, I love driver's ed, believe me. And it was at that time that I realized I had an eye problem according to the eye chart test. I hadn't had one. I don't know if I ever did until that point. And they decided I needed glasses. So they're going to put on my driver's permit, must be wearing glasses. Once I got my permit and then the driver's license itself, it changed. It was on the permit to the learning driver, but then when I got my actual license, that had been removed. I never complained about it. I can see perfectly well. Even now with one eye kind of blinded in the lower right eye, I still have 20/30 vision in both eyes. But at that time, when you're learning to drive, how anxious were you? Your palms are sweaty. You're trying to do everything right. And I was doing especially nervous because I've got these two beautiful girls in the back seat, and I want to act like I'm a man. I know what I'm doing. Because they were having a lot of problems, to be quite honest. And I'll add something else here. We were driving cars at that time that had automatic transmissions. A lot of kids never learn how to handle a manual transmission, how to hit the clutch and shift the gears. And in fact, I don't know how many stories over the decades I've covered about kids trying to steal a car, and they get into the car and they realize, I don't know how to drive this thing. What's this other pedal on the floor for? And how do I get it to even move forward? I mean, they run away and leave the car. They broke into it, but they can't steal it because they don't know how to drive a standard transmission. And then later in the Marines, as part of the training, they want you to learn various skills. And they decided I would be perfect to learn how to drive an 18-wheeler loaded with dynamite and artillery shells up and down the hills of Camp Pendleton. And we're shifting and double shifting, double clutching on those trucks and just having a ball of a time. And we were carrying a dangerous load. The blasting caps, however, for everything were in the cab with me. The idea was, in case I had an accident, the cab would blow up, but the trailer and all those armaments would not blow up. But do you remember when you first started to drive? And of course, you're very cautious, doing everything the best you can. And sometimes, all of a sudden, you have car horns everywhere. Well, I learned with horns, but not like this. Everybody out there, if I was doing wrong or of any type, they were hitting the horn at me. Now, it's not as bad as suddenly seeing a flashing red light. Boy, you talk about getting sweaty palms in. But the horns I learned with driving once I got true driver's education, passing it, and getting my driver's license, we didn't really have a car for me to drive. My dad would let me drive us sometimes when we're on trips. And even before then, I would ask all the time, because there was a time, some of you will know, it was a cold, cold day. You had to go out and start the car, and you let it idle for at least 60 minutes to warm it, get the oil lubricating, and get everything moving before you actually started to drive. That was recommended procedure. Now, it might have been in the book that came with each car. So Dad would let me do that sometimes when I was even 13 or 14. Can I go start the car, Dad? And I would feel like I'm driving. We're not going anywhere. But I got to start the car. That was a big part of my day. But then where I really started driving, I was facing horns all around me. And I'm not talking about the horns you were hearing then. I'm talking about bull and cow horns. Because I was driving, I think it might have been a 1940 pick-em-up truck, Ford, driving it through the cattle fields to take hay and feed out to the cattle. And they didn't pay attention to the horn when I'd hit the horn at them. They would just go stand there. Or they'd come around and crush against trying to get to the feed in the back end of the truck. But I learned about horns, but not the car horns. And so then I began to get a chance to drive more and more. And I took my first solo drive and on an extended trip, which I know worried my mother more than my father, all the way from West Texas to Austin, Texas, where my grandparents lived. And then from there on down to Houston, where I had an uncle. This is my first time driving on a road trip by myself. No issues whatsoever, except I did stop at one gas station and drove off and got about 30 miles down the road and realized I don't have my wallet. I left it at the service station. So I drive back as fast as I can, and as I'm pulling in, the station manager comes out with my wallet and says, here it is, son. You need to keep mine. Keep it with you. All my money was still in there. That was a time when people had faith in other people and trustworthy. So I continued my trip, and then I got into Houston. I'd never driven on overpasses and freeways like they had in Houston. I mean, again, really tense, as if I were first learning to drive. And parallel parking, now that was another thing that you had to learn. And of course, did you teach nowadays? I know parallel parking, the car does it by itself. You think, just turn your hands loose and does it? Come on. What are you learning? Because there'll be a day you're going to be in a car that won't do that. And I understand, I've been told that more recently, they don't even have you do parallel parking. I do know when I first started driving, if I could find a spot where you just angled in, that's the part I took. I didn't want to take the parallel parking. But I taught my kids how to drive and parallel park. So, yes, there is more to the story, behind the story.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
Do you know why I endorse Cafe Napoli? All the locations? Visit any of them, and you will quickly appreciate the quality of food, service, atmosphere. So maybe I'll see you at Cafe Napoli in Clayton, Napoli Kirkwood, Napoli 2 in Town and Country, Napoli 3 in St. Charles, right next door to Napoli C. Or maybe you'll find me at Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in the Chesterfield Valley. Now you know why I endorse Napoli. NapoliSTL.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Now, the end of the story behind the story.
So you're driving on a highway, and now you got big trucks all around you. That'll make you tense up. And I worried about my daughter recently, and I mean within the last couple of weeks, so she's has considerable driving experience by now, but she was making a drive from St. Louis to Kansas City, and you know that route is lined with tractor-trailer rigs. Same thing if you're going down to the Memphis area, down to where you split to either go to Memphis or Little Rock, again, lined up with tractor-trailer rigs, barely space to get in between them or around them if you can't do it at one fast move. But I taught my children how to drive. And my oldest, I would have her, would get in a parking lot, showing her how to use a turn signal, when to do it, when to stop, trying to prep her for her driver's test. There was no prepared class in her school for teaching that. And I thought, I don't need to pay an instructor to teach her. I can teach her. And again, I did not have, as my driver's ed coach when I first took it, controls on my side to hit the brake or turn the wheel. And there are a couple times I wish I had, but she was getting it down pretty good. And her sister, 2 years younger, sitting in the back seat, also picking up this. And then I taught them how to parallel park. We went into a little neighborhood where you're looking only, the only spots are parking on the street, and it's parallel parking. And to this day, they say, pull up, even with the other driver's door, and say, howdy, driver. And then you begin to move back and slowly turn your wheels and making sure the front end clears their rear as you turn back. I taught them all of that. And the first car I bought for my oldest daughter had stick shift. I wanted her to learn how to drive that. She did. And to this date, I'm glad she did. She has obviously moved on from that. She has a son who just got his official driver's license down in Florida, and he went through driver's ed type training. And my younger daughter, who had my first grandson, he's been driving now for several years. He's down in Miami, so he's facing a lot of traffic. But when you're teaching your kids how to drive, you're hoping you're impressing on them, this is a deadly machine. Be aware of what you're doing at all times. And let me take a moment to point out, this is a great season for motorcyclists to be out. I'm a Harley rider, although I think because I'm going to have to give it up because this lower right eye vision is causing issues. The last time I was out on the Harley, riding out the Defiance in and around the curves and everything, the light coming through the trees like a kaleidoscope, and I'm having a hard time making out some of the turns. I'm not worried about dying. I believe in Christ. I know my Savior. I know where I'm going. But I don't want to be crippled up and have my kids have to take care of me. And I don't want to take down another rider, which is very critical to me. I don't want to hurt someone else. So I told my kids and my daughters, and they were all glad to hear that I was getting off the Harley finally. But I miss it when I hear one rumbling up behind me or near me. Potato, potato, potato. That's the sound of a Harley. I'm not talking about a crotch rocket. Which brings me to another near miss I had with a biker. Scared the daylights out of me. Many of you, if you've ever been inside the St. Louis area and you're on Interstate 70 and going up into St. Charles, there's a point where 270 intersects. I'm on 70. I'm to the left of a truck going towards St. Charles. And as we approach or get past the 270 exit for the 270 to go on to 70, there apparently was a motorcycle that joined us at that point. But he's on the other side of the truck. I never saw him. But all of a sudden, and it happened just as I looked down to adjust the vent on my air, he came screaming across the front of me. From the other side of the truck, around the truck, across me, crossing two more lanes. By the time I saw him, I couldn't do anything. But at least he was going at a higher speed than I was, so we didn't have a near miss. But it shakes you because trying to be vigilant, the best you do is try. In a case like that, the kid would have created it, but who would care at that point? I would have killed that driver if I'd hit him, more than likely. So I'm using this also as a public safety message. Be aware and give room to motorcyclists. Be the old, young, riding Harleys or some crotch rocket. Be aware of that. Make sure you're careful. Now, have I revived some memories of you and when you were teaching your kids to drive? Now maybe your grandchildren? And how you learned when you were driving to begin with? And always worried that, I remember the first time I got pulled over speeding. I mean, I thought I was going to jail forever. I didn't. I made up an excuse. I said, well, I was going fast because I'm trying to dry off my car. I just came out of a car wash. He said, son, that's the first time I heard that excuse. I'm going to let you go, but you got to slow it down. I said, yes, sir. All right, tomorrow is June 11. The story behind the story dates with June 11, 1963, when Governor Wallace stood in the door at the University of Bama denying black students entry. Second hour still to come. Remember our pledge, one nation under God.
You can hear podcasts of this program at Larry Connors USA Facebook. Larry Connors USA Facebook.
John Beal Roofing reminds you we are in the stormy season, and that means if you have even the smallest leak in your roof, you could soon have a much bigger issue. Call the John Beal to make sure that your biggest investment is protected. That call can save you major dollars. If you do get hit during a storm, John Beal has a rapid response team. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, John Beal. There's only one place you can get pizza cooked over coals, Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta in Chesterfield Valley. Of course, Napoli Brothers has a great selection of pasta dishes. Between the pizza and pasta, trust me, you will not leave hungry. Then, a few doors down, Lit Cigar Lounge, a wide variety of quality cigars, each offering a unique smoke. That cigar, some premium whiskey, all you need to do is enjoy. Lit Cigar Lounge and Napoli Brothers Pizza and Pasta. Chesterfield Valley. It's that time of season when families, businesses are moving. For local or long distance, I endorse McGuire Moving. Get a date set soon before the schedules are booked. 314-241-0600. 241-0600. McGuire is constantly giving back to our veterans, such as support dogs for our brave. So with McGuire, you're getting excellent service and helping our vets. McGuireMoving.com. So many times, Vincent's Jewelers has helped me surprise someone special. Vincent's locally owned can do the same for you, and you don't have to break the bank to get something really nice, maybe even customized. The smile you're going to get back from that special someone, priceless. Check Vincent'sJewelers.com every day because new items are arriving and there are special deals. Vincent's, my only jeweler. Vincent's Jewelers. .com. Vincent'sJewelers.com. Let's be candid, honest. No out-of-state law firm can represent you better than Under Law. O-N-D-E-R. Hometown roots, attorneys living right here with you and your family. When you suffer an injury because someone else was negligent, Under Law will make sure the other party takes full responsibility. You'll get full compensation, not a backroom deal worked out with some insurance companies. And of course, we're moving into the stormy season. And again, when you have a legitimate claim, you should be properly compensated. Under Law does not toy around with adjusters, investigators, lawyers trained to cheat you of what is rightfully yours. Under Law has already recovered millions for families across Missouri and Illinois. Under wins. Not just a catchy phrase, it's a fact. So I'll repeat it. Under wins. Under Law. .com. O-N-D-E-R. Underlaw.com. Wins.
This is News Talk STL.